The Mediterranean Caper by Clive Cussler. This recording has been made possible by a kind donation from the Rotary Club of Bruden District in Staffordshire.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
To Amy and Eric, long may they wave. Prologue. It was oven hot, and it was Sunday. In the air traffic tower, the control operator at Brady Air Force Base lit a cigarette from a still-glowing butt, propped his stocking feet on top of a portable air conditioner, and waited for something to happen. He was totally bored, and for good reason. Air traffic was slow on Sundays. In fact, it was nearly non-existent. Military pilots and their aircraft rarely flew on that day in the Mediterranean theater of operations, particularly since no international political trouble was brewing at the moment. Occasionally, a plane might set down or take off, but it was usually just a quick refueling stop for some VIP who was in a hurry to get to a conference somewhere in Europe or Africa. The control operator scanned the large flight schedule blackboard for the 10th time since he came on duty. There were no departures, and the only estimated time of arrival was at 16:30, almost 5 hours away. He was young, in his early 20s, and strikingly refuted the myth that fair-haired people cannot tan well. Wherever skin showed, it looked like dark walnut laced with strands of platinum blonde hair.